He lives in the Al-Fayoum oasis, his friend had said. And people say that he's 200 years old and is able to transform any metal into gold. The Englishman could not contain his excitement. He cancelled all his commitments and pulled together the most important of his books. And now, here he was, sitting inside a dusty, smelly warehouse. Outside, a huge caravan was being prepared for a crossing of the Sahara and was scheduled to pass through Al-Fayoum. I'm going to find that damned alchemist, the Englishman thought, and the odour of the animals became a bit more tolerable. A young Arab, also loaded down with baggage, entered and greeted the Englishman. "Where are you bound?" asked the young Arab. "I'm going to the desert," the man answered, turning back to his reading. He didn't want any conversation at this point. What he needed to do was to review all he had learned over the years, because the alchemist would certainly put him to the test. The young Arab took out a book and began to read. The book was written in Spanish. "That's good," thought the Englishman. He spoke Spanish better than Arabic, and if this boy was going to Al-Fayoum, there would be someone to talk to when there was no other important things to do.